USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has ruled that Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf was unlawfully appointed, and his order suspending applications for the Obama-era Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program was illegal. Wolf was appointed to the acting director role in November of 2019 and was formally nominated in August for the position, but has not been confirmed by the Senate. Judge Nicholas Garifuss's ruling said that Wolf was never in the official order of succession at the DHS, meaning his ascension to the role of secretary was unlawful. Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea and could be taking aim at areas hit hard last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday evening. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
A federal judge has ruled that Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf was unlawfully appointed, and his order suspending applications for the Obama-era Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program is invalid. Wolf was appointed to the acting director's role in November of 2019 and was formally nominated for the position in August, but has not been confirmed by the Senate. Judge Nicholas Garifuss's ruling said that Wolf was never in the official order of succession at DHS, meaning his ascension to the role of secretary was unlawful. As a result, his suspension of the DACA program back in July was ruled invalid. Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea and could be taking aim at areas hard hit last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. Hurricane watches are already in effect for most of the eastern coasts of Honduras and Nicaragua. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday night or Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump has unveiled an executive order aimed at some of China's biggest companies. Kenneth Burns has more details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The Trump administration dropped an executive order on Thursday that prohibits American investments in Chinese companies that are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The order, first reported by Reuters, could impact some of China's biggest companies, including China Telecom, China Mobile, and Hikvision, a surveillance equipment maker. Isaac Stonefish, senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations, told CBS News that this move raises the stakes on U.S.-China relations.
This is a warning not just for investors in these particular companies, some of which are private, but to investors in other military-linked companies, other companies that are Chinese and doing things that the U.S. deems sensitive, and saying, hey, you should probably think twice before you invest in, say, this state-owned enterprise or that state-owned enterprise.
The order will go into effect January 11. Transactions made to divest ownership in the companies will be permitted until November of next year. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In early action Saturday on the college gridiron, number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 21, Liberty moved to 8-0 with a 58-14 win over Western Carolina. And number 25, Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.